Title: Carve an Amen Style Call and Response Riff for Modern Punch and Vintage Soul in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Intro: Hi, in this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson we're going to carve a short 1-2 bar Amen Style Call and Response Riff using a chopped vocal phrase. The idea is to make a tight, percussive call out of consonants and a warm, harmonized response from the same vocal using a vocoder and a wavitable carrier. I'll guide you through slicing, designing the call, routing and setting the vocoder, grooving with swing, and gluing everything together, so the riff sits in a heavy DNB mix with modern punch and vintage soul. Lesson goal: by the end you'll have a repeating motif that grooves around 170-176 BPM, works with kick and snare via sidechain ducking, preserves intelligible consonants, and has a vintage soul texture thanks to vocoding, saturation, and tasteful space. What you'll build: a percussive vocal call mapped in drum rack and shaped for snap. A vocoded response using the duplicated vocal as modulator and wavitable as carrier. A MIDI slash clip groove with Amen Style swing and syncopation. A mixing chain using Ableton stock devices. EQ8, saturator, compressor, glue, echo, to give punch, glue, warmth, and space. Step-by-step walkthrough: keep your project tempo around 174 BPM. That's what I'll reference. A. Prep and pick your vocal. Start by loading or recording a short vocal phrase, one or two syllables like ah, hey, or a short word. Clean any background noise with a gate if needed. Warp the clip to grid. Use Complex Pro or Beats mode if you expect percussive chops, and set the project tempo to 174 BPM. B. Slice the call into playable chunks. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Strategy, Transients or Region and a 1/16 or Transient Slicing preset. Ableton will create a drum rack with each slice mapped to pads. Create a MIDI clip on that drum rack and program a 1-2 bar call pattern. Use staggered 16th and 32nd hits to emulate Amen rhythmic motion. Accent consonant transients on downbeats and add syncopated offbeat hits for movement. C. Design the percussive call on each drum rack chain. Load Sampler in Classic mode, or Sampler if you have Live Suite. Set the envelope roughly like this: Attack 26 mm, Decay 80 160 mm, Sustain 0 10%, Release 40 120 mm, Transpose slices by plus or minus 112 semitones to create harmonic motion. Add EQ8 to remove sub energy. A gentle high pass around 180 Hz helps the call sit tight. Add a small saturator using soft clip with drive around 24 dB for character. For punch, narrow the width slightly with utility to about 70%, and use a transient boost. A transient shaper if available set to plus 15-30% attack. D. Create the response using the vocoder. Duplicate the original vocal clip to a new audio track called Vocal Modulator. On that track, EQ8 with a high pass at roughly 100-150 Hz and a slight boost around 25 kHz plus 1.53 dB to bring out consonant clarity. Compress lightly. Try compressor at threshold minus 10 dB, ratio 2:1, fast attack, medium release. Create a wavitable instrument track to act as the carrier. Choose a warm saw or pulse wavitable, 2-3 voices unison, low pass filter cutting around 6-8 kHz and slight to tune for vintage thickness. Program a simple pad or sustained stab patch playing root and a third or fifth. Keep the amplitude envelope with a modest attack 5-15 mm and sustained level. Insert the vocoder on the vocal modulator track after the EQ and compressor. Route the vocoder to use an external carrier. Open the vocoder sidechain chooser and select the wavitable track as the carrier. Set bands to roughly 32-40 for high intelligibility. More bands give clearer consonants. Try attack 25 mm and release 40-120 mm. Use a small formant tweak of plus or minus 1-3. Start dry slash wet around 40-60% so the vocoder is textured, but still human. Tone and intelligibility shaping. Before the vocoder, keep EQ8 on the modulator with a low cut around 60-120 Hz and a small 2-4 kHz boost for consonants. On the wavitable carrier, low pass between 5-8 kHz and add a saturator with drive around 2-4 dB. Type analog clip. If consonants aren't reading, create a parallel dry consonant layer. Duplicate the vocal. Trim to the consonant hits. High pass and compress it. Then blend it under the vocoder output. E. Arrange the call and response, and groove it. Create a 1-2 bar MIDI pattern for the wavitable carrier to play sustained response chords or stabs, where you want each answer to land. Open the groove pool and load a groove with swing. Something around 8-20% swing works. Try 12-18% as a starting point. Apply that groove to both the drum rack call clip and the wavitable response clip. Adjust timing lightly. The Amen Vibe lives in micro timing. Automate wavy-dual filter cutoff and vocoder dry slash wet to give breathing movement. F. Mix, glue, and give it old school soul. Route the call and response to a group bus. On that bus, high pass under 80-120 Hz with EQ8 to make room for bass. Put a glue compressor with a tac tilde 10 ms, ratio 2:4:1. Release on auto, aiming for 1-3 dB of gain reduction to thicken the riff. Add saturator set to soft clip or analog clip with 1.54 dB drive for tape-like warmth. Create return tracks for echo tape setting and a short reverb. Send the response more to reverb for vintage tails and keep the call drier. For movement, use short tempo sync delays quarters or eighths with slight detune. Set up sidechain ducking. Add a compressor on the riff group with a sidechain input from kick or kick plus snare. Use a fast attack and medium release so the riff ducks subtly on hits and keeps punch. G. Final tweaks and optional resampling. Use a transient shaper on the call to emphasize attack plus 10-30% and reduce sustain on the response a bit. Automations. Vocoder dry slash wet and filter cut off. Sell the motion. If you want extra rhythmic variety, resample a short loop of the combined riff and resla set back into drum rack to create new percussive permutations. Common mistakes to watch for: vocoder sounding muddy, often caused by not high passing the modulator. Remove low energy before vocoding. Carrier stealing the mix. Avoid a bright carrier without low pass. It can mask hats and snares. Adding bands without EQ. More bands can make things hollow unless the modulator is shaped first. Overcompressing transients. Don't squash the call or you lose the Amen snap. Wrong vocoder routing. Make sure you select the external carrier, otherwise you'll have no pitched response. Overswinging or rigid quantize. The Amen feel needs micro timing. Don't overquantize. Pro tips: keep a dry consonant layer under the vocoder for clarity. Small pitch shifts on alternate responses plus 3/5 cents or plus or minus a semitone. Emulate vintage tape detune. Automate vocoder dry slash wet for variations between intelligible word and texture. Resample multiple vocoder band settings and crossfade them for evolving timbres. Add subtle vinyl or tape texture with saturator and echo tape mode. Use multiband ducking to keep high frequency sparkle while making room for drums. Mini practice exercise, 20-30 minutes 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM. 2. Take a 1-2 second vocal phrase and slice to drum rock using transient. 3. Program a 2-bar call pattern with 16th/32nd syncopation and plus or minus 3 semitone pitch variation. 4. Duplicate the vocal as modulator. Place vocoder on the track and route wavy-dual as external carrier. Play a sustained 3-note chord on the carrier MIDI. 5. Vocoder. Bands equals 36. Attack equals 3 ms. Release equals 70 ms. Dry slash wet equals 50%. High pass modulator at 120 Hz. 6. Saturator on the carrier drive equals 3 dB. Saturator on the group drive equals 2 dB. Glue compressor on group for 1-3 dB reduction. 7. Apply a groove with tilde 12-18% swing to both call and response. Sidechain the riff group to the kick with a short release. Export an 8-bar loop and compare it to an Amen loop reference to check pocket and tone. Checklist before you finalize: are consonants readable on the vocoder response? Does the call have snap with no sub energy? Is the riff ducking under kick slash snare so it doesn't clutter low mid? Does the groove feel like Amen swing rather than rigid quantize? Recap: you sliced and shaped vocal calls into percussive hits with simpler slash drum rack. Created a harmonized vocoded response using wavy-dual as the carrier routed into the vocoder. Shaped intelligibility with pre-vocoder EQ and a parallel dry consonant layer. Applied groove and transient shaping and used saturation, glue compression, reverb, echo and sidechain ducking so the riff punches through a dense DNB mix. You can resample and resless the result for extra permutations. Extra coach notes. Quick framing and practical tips: think of the riff as two players. Call equals rhythm first and narrow. Response equals harmony first and warm. Give them separate space and dynamics. Favor consonant heavy slices for calls and vowel rich slices for the vocoder response. Habit: always pre-high pass the modulator around 80-150 Hz before vocoding. Vocoder band choices: 20-28 bands for vintage smear, 32-48 bands for clarity. Start lower for CPU and raise when you need clearer vowels. Use simpler for quick work. Upgrade to sampler if you need more advanced mapping and modulation. To keep consonants present, use a parallel dry consonant layer, transient shaping, or a small EQ boost around 2-4 Hz. Musical choices: 7th and 9th chords add vintage soul, Triads read better for fast D than B. Groove extraction. Drag an Amen loop into the groove pool and extract its groove to apply authentic micro timing. Organize tracks with clear names and colors, group your riff, and freeze slash flatten once satisfied to save CPU. Resampling and resleasing your printed riff is one of the best ways to discover happy accidents. Troubleshooting and live workflow if it's muddy, HBF the modulator, reduce carrier highs or slightly lower vocoder bands. If calls vanish, boost to 6kHz, emphasize transients, or automate a slight volume bump. If CPU spikes, lower vocoder bands, freeze wave editable, or render vocoded audio. For live controls, map vocoder dry slash wet, wave editable cutoff, and attune to macros so you can perform big moves quickly. Final creative nudge, try an intelligible switch. Bring the dry vocal through for one hit before it drops so the listener recognizes the word. Then slam back to a wet vocoded texture. It's a classic jungle trick that blends lyric recognition with texture. That's the full lesson. Getch, a slash B with an Amen reference. Resample, resleasé, and iterate. Some of the best jungle textures come from resampling accidents. Good luck, and have fun carving your riff.